First of all, what I'll do is I'll get all your names. Your name, please?
Chris Burt.
Hen Chan.
Tristan Wilson.
Xiao Chen Shu.
Chris, I'll start with you. Chris, you and your team have just won the Student Venture Prize. Tell me, first of all, what is the name of your company?
It's called Alta Carbon.
And what is Alta Carbon?
It's a clean tech startup that's recycling waste out of the oil sands to produce activated carbon.
And where did this idea come from?
From research that one of my team members is doing right now as part of his master's thesis.
And which team member is that?
That's Hen.
Hen, let me ask you about the research that you're working on. Tell me a little bit about this innovative technology.
Okay, we based on the Alberta, because Alberta has a huge oil sands industry and it produces huge waste. And now it's the oil sands coke, and we just use our technology. It's based on the microwave to transfer the coke to the active carbon, which is widely used in the environmental system. So something like gasification and water treatment. So active carbon has a huge demand and it's keep increasing. So we think we can use the advantage of we are in Alberta, because here has huge oil sands coke to produce the very valuable products, active carbon.
And how far along are you with the product?
Well, actually, we have done with the bench experiment. So we got the product, but it's grammarly. But we need to scale up to the tons per day. So we work on it, and we're now in the stage for the applying for a patent, and if we get that, we can just scale up for the one step to the final products in the market.
Tristan, you're the VP of finance. What is your involvement then in this?
Really, I've been just working on the revenue model, just based on the market price of activated carbon. With that, we built our financial predictions, just showing the money we can actually make with this business. It's very environmentally friendly, but in the end of the day, what venture capitalists and what investors need is the ability to make money. And I feel like our financial predictions are somewhat accurate. They're still predictions, but it actually shows that we can be profitable in the long run.
So what stage are you at then? What is your prediction?
Right now, our stage is a small startup. We're not making that much per year. We're starting out with a rate of 4 tons of activated carbon per day. It gives a 5-year cumulative net revenue about $6 million, give or take. So that being said, this small scale is showing decent profits. So if we move to a larger scale procedure, it will look a lot better.
So Chen, you're looking after sales. What stage are you at with sales?
Well, right now we're just doing preliminary market researches and then try to establish a well-organized market approach. And then we're looking to start up in the Fort Murray area where most of the petroleum cokes are, which is our raw material. So we're trying to be as close to our raw material as possible. And then from there, we'll try to expand, starting from the Fort Murray, expand outwards to Alberta and then trying to expand towards all Canada.
Who might be the customers?
Our initial customers would be mainly the municipalities, water treatment plants, mostly wastewater treatment plants, and then maybe wastewater treatment plants in Edmonton and Calgary in big cities.
Chris, now you guys are all students. Where are you students?
We're all students at the University of Alberta.
In which faculty?
In the Faculty of Engineering.
So all of you are in engineering, and yet you're taking on the sales and the finance aspects yourself. What makes you think you're qualified for this?
We're not at all. We just do the best we can, I guess, and that's where a lot of our mentoring experience comes in, and talking to advisors and other people who can help us with the side that we don't know about, which is most of the business side.
Do you have any indication as to why you guys won? What is it that the judges liked about your proposal?
They seemed to think that it was a very realistic proposal, that it was a simple company that could succeed if we had the experience and put the work into it in order to make it happen. So at the end, they wanted to know whether we were serious about it, whether we were actually going to do it or not. And they seemed confident that given the work, it could be possible.
So what are the plans for the four of you?
We're further exploring options, talking to advisors, seeing what the potential of it is. We still need to do a little bit more specific market research from the consumer side, talking to direct customers in more detail. And then we need to see whether we have patents, what type of IP protection we're going to have, and move from there, I guess.
And what was it like going through the process of the competition? What benefit have you gotten from this?
Been a lot of fun. There's been evening seminars that Tech Edmonton put on last fall that were really informative. And then there was a boot camp last month down in Calgary by CTI. And that was a lot of fun to do our presentation in front of judges again and get some feedback. The first competition by CEFE, Student Business Plan Competition, gave us some feedback from judges again. And so it's always interesting. You always get some questions that you never thought about before. And then it usually ends up overturning the entire plan.
Well, congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
These students presented to the student judging panel this morning. It's been a busy morning for our finalists in both categories. Please welcome our first presenter, Chris Burt with Alberta Carbon.
Good afternoon. I'm Chris, president of future clean tech startup Alta Carbon. You'll have to forgive me in the excitement of getting ready for the judges this morning. I forgot the speech that I wrote, so I'll just give you a brief breakdown. Our company is trying to solve two problems in the world today, or at least help out with them. One is the water shortages currently present in the world. I suspect we'll start hearing more and more about it in the news, water shortages as the populations of the world increase. Also, the environmental messes in the oil sands are getting a lot more publicity lately also, whether it be the tailings ponds or the stockpile of various industrial waste. So our business is trying to address these two problems by recycling the waste, one of the waste products of the oil sands, to produce activated carbon, which is a common filtering agent used to produce clean water. We expect to start with municipal water treatment facilities in Alberta and expand throughout Canada. And by being environmentally friendly and a local company, we expect to have significant price advantages over competitors and be able to capture a large portion of a large and growing market. So thank you. I'd like to thank Tech Edmonton and CTI, if I could, as well as Ted Heindrich, the prof for the class that kind of got this all started here at the U of A. And if we do win this, we might be looking to hire some business students, since we're all a team of four engineers right now. So we might be looking for some business expertise to join us too. So thank you.
Thanks, Chris. You can tell he's a post-secondary student. Hey, he nails it after admitting he has absolutely nothing prepared. Our next presenter is Matt Reynolds with E-Squared Technologies.
Hello. My name is Matthew Reynolds. I'm one of the founders of E-Squared Technologies. E-Squared Technologies is an exciting new business venture and focusing on reducing the cost barrier to businesses operating in the micro and nanofabrication area. Current fabrication equipment is very expensive. It's often on the order of millions of dollars. And as such, many smaller research labs and industry labs have a hard time being able to afford equipment. So in some cases, labs need to buy their equipment secondhand, and even doing that, they still need to split the cost with other labs and other companies, and just to be able to afford and operate this equipment. Our company is going to be focused on developing and selling affordable alternative equipment to this by creating an integrated photolithography system. Photolithography is one of the more well-developed and commonly used methods in fabricating micro and nano-scale technologies. The technology is used in fabricating computer chips and different things. So if you have a computer, if you have a cell phone or anything like that, it's chances are the technology in that photolithography was used in producing that. And so we are planning on producing a low cost alternative to this technology. And we'll be marketing it to government industries, academic facilities, and smaller industrial research labs who just can't afford to have the really expensive equipment that's currently available. We plan on gaining a foothold in the market by only targeting these very smaller industries, as well as by trying to fill the gap that is left behind by the current manufacturers who cater mostly to the large budget and high volume manufacturing businesses. And then once we've managed to establish ourselves in the area of photolithography manufacturing, we'll be well placed to expand into many other areas of nanofabrication equipment. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Our final student presenter is Svetlana Sapelnikova with Molecular Tetris Incorporated.
Good afternoon. The value proposition of Molecular Tetris Company is to their customers in industrial research and development is the significant reduction of direct research costs and improved time to market for new products. And we are going to help our clients through virtual experiments using our unique methodology and developments in computational nanotechnology. The return on investment for our customers is expected to be $3 to $10 for every dollar invested. And soft launch of our company as Institute for Nanotechnology spin-off company will allow us to reduce startup risks. So we have proven a business model and technology model developed already. And saying that, I can just mention that Molecular Tetris Company has a great chance to become one of the first players in the growing market, and it will help Alberta to step forward in productivity gains through innovation. And I would like to thank all of you for your attention, and thanks to Tech Edmonton and University of Alberta, and my best mentor, Rick Bromland. Thank you.
Thank you, Svetlana, and I wish all three of you the best of luck. The Tech Venture Prize Student Business Plan has its own set of judges whom we'd like to recognize at this point. Troy Deck with Myers Norris Penny, Greg Agrodnik with University Technologies Incorporated, Don Reap with Yardstick Software, and Jim Spears with Micro Business Training Center.